You're listening to Roundtable. With Mid-Autumn Festival approaching, mooncake sales are reaching its peak season. Beijing Business Daily conducted a market study on mooncake quality through supermarkets, specialty stores, bakeries, and well-known pastry stores. And they found some problems amongst other things. So why don't we start with the problems first, and then let's talk about the happy things of this festival.
Okay. So basically, the problems are due to the careless or lack of labels. So you don't properly label the mooncake, so you don't really know what they are or how many or what the proportion of the ingredients are in the mooncake. And also, many sellers have made the mooncake packaging boxes much larger than they need to be, hence providing customers with a less quantity of mooncakes, which you do not want. But there's a good thing that there is a new version of mooncake standards as mooncake, new national standards that is providing you with good quality and up to the standards mooncakes.
That is good news, indeed. Yes, I was waiting for when the legal legislation on mooncakes would come into force, and it has. So that's something that's really I've been on the edge of my seat and waiting for. Yes, so the new standards will make sure, as you said, about the different proportions of the mooncakes, what ratio they have of filling to non-filling, for want of a better word, the outside, the pastry part, with the filling, and making sure that people's mooncakes are up to scratch, and also the packaging, as you said, with the right kind of labeling on it, and also truthfully saying what's inside the packaging, and giving the consumers more information about the mooncakes they're buying.
And mooncakes is such an important part of this festival that a lot of people actually call it Mooncake Festival instead of Mid-Autumn Festival. And maybe because we're just a nation of foodies to some extent. I don't know. So many of our festivals have been categorized by one special dish, and mooncakes is one of them, I think, especially for this special day, I suppose. But I think it's kind of troublesome. I don't know how this could be implemented, a standard like this, because I can understand the frustration. For example, like my dad, he, unlike most people, loves the 五仁月饼, the five-kernel mooncake that's got five types of nuts and seeds in it, and most people hate it. But
I like that one.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, it can be. I'm a foreigner. I'm weird anyway.
No, you're not. You're wonderful. You're lovely, and you can probably be friends with my dad on that. This one special day.
Okay.
Share mooncakes.
And yeah, for you know, 五仁月饼 lovers, the five-kernel mooncake lovers like my dad and Nick, they would want to know that there's enough nuts in there, right?
Sure.
And it's expensive, the nuts, but often in the past we've seen that producers have sort of deceived their customers in not putting in enough ingredient, and then I know that's upsetting. I know there's a national standard, but how is this going to be implemented? That's always my question.
Yes, and also, excuse me, when all these different kind of mooncakes starting to emerging in the market, that this is not only the traditional kinds that we're talking about. They are now producing more and more different flavor, different kind of mooncakes. That is hard to regulate, I feel like. Because once you decided which kind of, let's say, 五仁月饼, need to have all five nuts, they have to have it. And it has to be like up to 80% of the whole mooncake. And that is only one kind of mooncake. You also have all the other kinds, and maybe some ice creams are shaped as mooncake, some chocolate are shaped as mooncake. You cannot regulate on that. They're not even mooncake, actually.
Yeah, and I just understand if, you know, having the exact proportion of different ingredients being stipulated is going to be all that conducive to producing good mooncakes. I think most importantly is definitely hygiene. So make sure that the quality is right. And also making your money's worth is kind of important here. And sometimes I am just not very happy with the fact that so much of the money that you're paying for actually goes to the packaging.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem.
And it's so wasteful.
Yeah, there was some rather alarming statistics about mooncakes and packaging from the same report that we were talking about before, saying that the packaging fees, in fact, make up nearly 70% of the total price of the box of mooncakes. So that's obviously unreasonable. Nobody wants to pay 68% of the packaging of the price for the packaging, because you're just going to throw that away eventually. So it's the mooncakes that are the important part.
That's interesting, because I think according to that statistic, we can also make the sort of deduce what's going on, that if so much goes to packaging, then rarely is that for your own individual consumption. Mm-hmm. But here I think we're seeing something change since President Xi has led the frugality campaign and also all the anti-corruption efforts that's been made in this country in the last few years, that we've seen mooncakes is less of a gift thing now, but more of a individual consumption kind of product.
Exactly. And past years, I've seen all these very, well, shiny and shiny packages and
extravagant sometimes.
Yes, and also really huge mooncake. It's just huge, and you feel like you have to share it with everyone, and it doesn't feel that delicious. I don't know why, because it's weird. Maybe that is, and also talking about the packaging is why I have to mention there are some really nice homemade mooncakes.
Who would do that? Yeah, I want to be friends with that person.
It is really interesting because in some countryside, maybe not big cities, but second, third tier cities, they have this homemade mooncakes. And they're mostly baked or like they use this kind of model. Then you can put the ingredients in and you can just send them the ingredients like nuts and sugar, whatever, and maybe some flour, and they can make mooncakes for you. And that is really nice. I've actually provided one mooncake for your beloved Bob, and he really liked it. Yes.
Bob Jones. I missed him. Yeah, so I think what you were saying, first of all, with the gigantic mooncake that everybody can share.
It's so weird.
Sounds like more of a challenge than a treat, doesn't it?
And it's also a reason why people can unite at this table and maybe share the mooncake. And I think these producers of mooncakes are really trying their best to come up with new ideas in size and in flavor. And earlier this year, I remember there was news about crawfish flavored mooncakes. That's very innovative.
That's one word for it.
Yeah, but seafood in a mooncake, would you like that?
I couldn't. But as a girl from the north part of China, I couldn't even understand meat in zongzi. So it feels like hard to have seafood in mooncake. It's just not my thing.
But hold up, girl. There is meat in mooncakes in southern parts of China.
Yeah, I know that.
And you know, what you just said could have the possibility of starting a war between
I know.
Southern and northern Chinese people.
That is always a war.
Is it savory or sweet mooncakes that people should have? Or what do you prefer? Well, what do you think, Nick?
I think I've only ever had the sweet ones, but I've never spent a great deal of time in the southern part of China, so maybe I'm missing out on the meat ones, if that's where they come from.
Oh, the meat ones can be very nice, too.
Yeah, they sound nice. Maybe I'm going to have to head south and see what I can find.
Well, in Shanghai, they have this type of mooncakes that it's basically a meatball in the middle. The filling is meaty and juicy, and then the crust is very soft. And if you don't have the luxury to consume that mooncake right after it's being baked, you can still bring it home. And put it in a microwave oven for, here, listen to this, 20 seconds.
Oh, wow.
No more, no less.
And hold on, let me write this down.
Yes, please, write out the word I'm saying down. And then after you heat it up, ooh, when you take a bite of that, it is like heaven. It
yes,
is
see,
like
now
heaven.
I'm interested. You've painted a very delicious picture.
Let's get a train after the show.
Yeah,
we can go
let's
south
try
then.
That.
Absolutely.
And you don't get this often from a Beijing girl, you know, when I say that these Shanghai mooncakes, they are absolutely fabulous. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Nick Lanigan, and Niu Honglin. And that brings us to the final end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company, our dear listeners. You can always find us at Easy FM Roundtable on WeChat. And we always want to hear from you. That's it for today. Bye.